producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America's auto enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. We're bringing you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the New York International Auto Show. One of the cool things about attending these events and seeing the unveils of the wonderful cars, as a sidebar, I get to catch up with old friends, and I have an old friend sitting next to me right now. This gentleman and I go back a long, long time. I have so many fond memories of being on the Hot Rod Power Tour when I was with Motor Trend Magazine, and Al Oppenheiser was proudly showing off the then Concept Camaro. And of course, I've interviewed Al so many times over the years to do with all of his great work that he's done with the SEMA Concept vehicles for General Motors. And here he is now, the chief engineer of the award-winning Chevrolet Camaro, the man himself, Al Oppenheiser. Al, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. Let's talk first about the rock star, the Z28. You guys kind of dropped a bomb on the industry last year here in New York. Nobody saw it coming. That was a big surprise. And now some of the enthusiast magazines, including my alumnus, my, of course, 10-year tenure at Motor Trend, I'm still very much in contact with the guys there, and they recently did a test of the amazing Z28 against the GTR from Nissan and the Porsche 911 Turbo, and guess what, folks? The Z28 beat these two uber-expensive supercars.
It was incredible, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I was shocked, to be honest with you, because I thought it would come close, but I did not expect that the lap time achieved by the Z28 would surpass these vehicles. I mean, a 911 Turbo in its highest form will set you back $180,000.
Right.
A GTR in track edition or the Nismo edition, just a regular one, is $100,000. I mean, they go out the door all the time at $120,000. You guys come in with a Z28 at $70,000, $75,000 and just blow these vehicles into the weeds.
Oh, yeah.
You must be smiling.
Oh, yeah. It's been an epic month with all the media coming out. You go to the airport, and that's why, you know, there was no coincidence that we did it for reveals in April, so that when everybody flew to the New York Auto Show at their airport and went and bought a magazine, the Z28's gracing 5 covers right now this month.
Wow.
It's just phenomenal. You know, we were here last year. We talked about being mentioned in conversations with the GTR and the Porsche 911 and Turbo and so on, and we set out to meet that goal, and we've attained it. And actually, the like I said, the Motor Trend article was just epic. Really was, frankly, we would have been happy but slightly disappointed if we didn't win.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that we were faster on that day just was icing on the cake. Just one of the best, proudest days I've had at General Motors.
That's great. Let's talk about some of the things that really make the Z28 such an incredible machine, such a wonderful track car, including the fact that it's got the widest tires on the front wheels that have ever been put on a production car.
Right, we've got the we went from 20s to 19 inch, but as you say, they're the medius tires. They're 305s all the way around.
Wow!
And so they're the Pirelli Trofeo R tires. So it's a tire that Pirelli's tried and true in the racing world has used, that tire off the shelf, and it's got phenomenal grip. We're at 1.08 lateral G's, and in V cell it's a 1.5 G's. Just phenomenal grip.
And the other thing that will surprise lots of folks is This is a normally aspirated power plant. This LS7 engine is just a beast. These other vehicles are relying on a lot of advanced technology, turbos, electronics, other high dollar engine management tools, but you guys came through with a good old American V8 and again blew them out of the box.
That was the plan all along. Z28s have always been naturally aspirated, and if I have a say in it, which I think I have a strong say, they always should be. And one of the differences, the GTR and the 911, the phenomenal cars. We use the 911 for some of the high frequency damping to try to go after that type of chassis controls, and then the GTR is a point and shoot monster. So great cars, but the thing about the Z28 that I think stands above those, besides the one day we were faster than them, is the driver interaction. I mean, when you hear that exhaust start up and you hear the 505 horsepower LS7 crank over, and you get the tactile feel of a real six-speed manual, the shifter interaction. It makes you one with the car. You're very connected to it, and I think that's what really harkens back to any U.S. performance car. Is it goes back? It takes you back to a day in the 60s, the 50s, whatever, when you had a muscle car. It takes you right back there.
You're so right. There are so few cars today that are available, number one, with a manual gearbox. And when you get into the high-dollar vehicles, the supercars, they all have the dual-clutch transmissions. They're great, but there's nothing like three pedals.
Absolutely. It's just it's a fun car. It only comes in a manual, as it should. And we've actually gone back to some of the historical things that we did on the original Z28. We don't offer air standard. We took the tire inflator out, except for the two states that require it. We went on a mass reduction. It went on a massive diet. It's 300 pounds lighter than a ZL1, and you feel that when you get in a car, especially if you've driven a ZL1, which we need to get you in one.
Yeah.
You feel the difference. It's just got a great tactile track car feel to it.
That's great. And the response, again, has been tremendous from the media. How about from the consumers, and how about the folks who owned Z28s from years ago? I'm sure you've gotten a lot of feedback, emails, and letters.
I've gotten emails and contacted through Facebook and LinkedIn from people that are telling me what VIN they are ordering. they're thankful that we've finally come out with the historical moniker, the Z28. We've been asked about it since probably you and I talked back in 2009 when we introduced the 2010 model. Mm-hmm. Where's the Z28? I've been asked that all along. And, of course, the ZL1, we had toyed around with calling that a Z28, but just it was a supercharged engine, and it just didn't deserve that name. It's an appropriate name for a ZL1 to be a ZL1 with a supercharged engine. But it's also appropriate that you save that Z28 for the right car, and this is definitely the right car.
Let's talk a little bit more about the ZL1, which has also received just accolades. I mean, this is a vehicle that you can get both in coupe form as well as convertible, and you can get either a manual gearbox or an automatic gearbox, and there's no question about it. This vehicle is also just a world-class offering.
It's a great car. I think it's beyond most people's expectations. I think they're surprised on a couple fronts. One is I think they thought the ZL1 was going to be it for us for this generation, because it's a great car on the drag strip, it's a great car on the track, and it's a phenomenal car just out driving on regular roads with the MR ride control.
Yes.
I think it was such a complete package that people just thought we were done, and I think we also had this perfect storm where we were living off the ZL1 accolades, and people were trying to figure out what the next Corvette was going to look like, and people were trying to figure out what the next Mustang was going to look like. Yeah. So we kind of had this, we were hidden. Nobody was expecting the Z28, and I think that was part of the reason. Plus, we were almost militaristic about not letting the secret get out until the New York Auto Show, and I think that's what really surprised people was that we had one more up our sleeve, or I should say the next one up our sleeve was bringing back the Z28 name.
We'll take a quick pit stop, and then more with Al around the bend. This is Auto World from New York. Don't go away.
Blues, can't you hear the motor running? I will never run with a foot. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
We're back here at the New York International Auto Show, the recently concluded press days. My name is Bob Long, having lots of fun here with my old friend Al Openizer, who is the chief engineer of the 2014 Camaro. We're were talking about the Z28 and all the accolades that have been published about the vehicle as well as the Camaro in general. Just to give our listeners a little taste of automotive espionage and some of the cool things that you've done with the Z28, I understand that you had a code name for the Z28. In today's world, it is so hard to keep a secret. It's unbelievable hard to not let news leak out before a major event like this here in New York, but you did it. And I know there's a funny story associated with the Z28 and how you hit it.
Sure. We just to go back to the ZL1, the ZL1 was kept secret as well. And we were at Chicago, and there was, I believe it was an Audi press event going on about 8 o'clock in the morning, and ours was at 10. And so up to that point, it was still a secret to everybody. And then the people that decided to do a dry run showed a big ZL1 across the stage, and everybody turned their cameras around and went, and it was all over the Internet. So we got 2 hours from revealing it before it got out. So we learned from that, and so we were with all the people that do our communications, our marketing, even to the people that move the engine stands in and out of the auto show, the Teamsters, we decided you can't call it a Z28, you can't call it an HP, because we called the ZL1 an HP, and that code word got out. So we decided to call it Steve. And so all communication had to do with, you know, where is Steve going to arrive and how is Steve doing? And so it became kind of an inside joke. But you get enough people to start following in line with that, and you know, you get to be able to reveal something that nobody's seen before at the auto show, and in the where we wanted the LS7 engine, by which Camaro, and I said it's supposed to go by the Corvette. And they said, oh well, we were told it's supposed to go by the Camaro. I said, well, you were told wrong. So we almost got out.
Wow.
The night before, just by a simple moving an engine over to the Camaro area, it would have given it away that there's an LS7 by a Camaro. So it's a lot of work, but I think the payoff was very successful for us.
One thing that I've really noticed in recent times, I've relocated. I've spent all of my life in the greater Boston area, but I'm living in Florida right now, and so I'm getting to see a lot more cool cars because of the weather down in Florida, and there are just a ton of Camaros on the road down in Florida, and I always loved the design, but I can tell you that Tom Peters did such a wonderful job with the design. It's something that grows on you even more as the years tick by. And I know for 2014 there have been some updates, but I don't know what it is, Al, but it's like the more I see it, the more I'm even further in love with it.
Oh, absolutely. The feature lines are so strong. We've done a really good job with our manufacturing friends and made sure that all the tool maintenance is done on the dies so that those nice, crisp feature lines along the side stay nice and crisp, even in our, believe it or not, sixth year coming up in 2015. It is a design that, and I remember it well when Ed Welburn and Bob Lutz were blessing it back then in 2007, 2006-7 time frame, as we started to move towards production, that Ed called it epic, and he said it will stand the test of time, and it was just such a beautiful car, and like you said, you look at it today, and it just looks so fresh, and we've done a great job capturing the essence of the first generation Camaro, the long dash to axle, the rake of the windshield. And now with the 14 model, the refresh, we've gone back to the first gen, only modernized brick style tail lamps. They're wraparound tail lamps. We're incorporating new technologies like LED. You know, they're becoming more commonplace, but we just keeping it fresh. I think we've done a very good job, you know, about every 6 months or so doing something different with Camaro to keep it fresh, and I think that helps the longevity. But definitely the single reason that people buy, the first single reason people buy the Camaro is because of the styling.
And I can certainly understand why. Let's talk a little bit more about the Z28. I can't get enough of it. Talk about high technology. You have incorporated a lot of really cool pieces into this vehicle, in the drivetrain, in the suspension. Tell our listeners a little bit about some of the secrets of the Z28.
Okay, well, I think the coolest technology we've got is the Multimatic Dynamic Suspension Spool Valve Damper System. that's a long sentence, but we call it DSSV. It's basically used in Formula One, F3. It's used in racing, and we worked with Multimatic. It's a company in Canada, not far from the Oshawa assembly plant, and we are the first production application of this damper technology. And basically, an overview of it is we're able to tune an infinite range of force velocity. So for high and low speed damping, for compression and rebound, typically on a stack plate type damper system, you either skew the performance for the track, mm-hmm. and you have a tough time driving around local roads.
Yeah.
Or you tune it to be a street cruiser and it falls apart at high speed. Well, with this system, we're able to tune both high and low speed for compression and rebound. And the other reason that we went to this, other than we're just fortunate enough that Multimatic wanted to work with us in a production environment, is we were after ultimate mass reduction. And everyone asked, why didn't you put MR on the Z28 like you did on the ZL1? Well, because there's a mass difference, and you're just basically... It's the same weight as the dampers, with a couple wires hanging off them. So we didn't have to add the mass of the MR system to get the performance of it. And
Al, again, what a dream gig for you, being chief engineer of the Camaro. I know undoubtedly you're working on the next generation, and you probably can't tell us anything about it. But this must have been truly a wonderful time in your life here to get this assignment.
I have to pinch myself on a daily basis. I drive a Camaro every day of the year, including the nasty winter we had in Michigan. I drove a Z28 in the largest snowfall that Detroit's ever seen. But I do it because it's a passion. I don't consider it work.
Yeah.
I have the best team that I work with. We pulled specific guys like Mark Stilo, who's like the godfather of pro touring. Bill Wise, who's with us. He's a young, sharp a chassis control engineer. Anybody that worked on the Z28 has some link to racing, and we wanted to harness that passion. You know, these guys, when they go home, they don't go home, they go to the track or they go to their garage,
yeah.
and they try to do something to make their cars faster. Well, we got that passion into the Z28, and like I said, I drive one every day, and I feel it, and I want our customers to feel it. I know people are going to buy these and want to put them in the garage, you know, for Barrett Jackson in 20 years, but I really want people to track this car, because it is an example of what GM performance engineers can do when you take the shackles off.
So well said. Al, it's been an absolute pleasure spending time with you here in New York. We'll have to congratulations on the Camaro, and in particular, the amazing Z28.
Thank you, Bob. It's always a pleasure.
We'll take a pit stop and then more from the Big Apple. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
The New York International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long. We're here during the recently concluded press days recording all kinds of great interviews with wonderful guests, including the gentleman joining us right now. His name is Mark Clausen. He is the marketing manager for the Chevrolet Tahoe, Suburban, Avalanche, and Traverse. Mark, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, very good, Bob. Thanks for letting me come on.
There's a really interesting vibe here in New York. It's different from what we see in Detroit, Chicago, and Los Angeles. New York has a flavor all of its own.
Most definitely. It's very exciting. A lot of international faces, a lot of it. New exposures, new introductions. It's great to be here.
Well, let's talk about some of the big stories revolving around the Chevrolet brands that you represent, including the Suburban and the Tahoe, which are significantly updated for model year 2015.
Yeah, significantly. Being all new, we're very excited. This is the first time in 80 years for the Suburban that we didn't share a single exterior component with the Silverado pickup.
No kidding.
And the 80th year is the longest lasting nameplate in the entire industry. So when you talk about how old this auto show is, we have the oldest nameplate and the longest lasting nameplate in the entire industry.
Lots of people would be surprised about that, and that's a really good reminder. Thank you for pointing that out, Mark. So tell us all about this all new 2015 offering.
Well, we've been in this segment forever. You know, we created it, and this is our latest introduction. It's the 12th generation of Suburban, and we have all new interiors, all new exteriors, all new powertrains. We've got full flat seats for the first time ever, which is something our customers really asked us for, and we were able to execute it in this latest generation.
That's great, and certainly when it comes to Suburbans, I know so many people who are just absolutely loyal
customers. Repeat customers are very much a part of the suburban experience. Did you gain any insight and information from the owners of previous generation Suburbans as to what changes that they wanted in the next generation?
Absolutely. These people, what they realize is they have the busiest years of lives raising kids. They need all that space, not only for them, their immediate family, but their extended family and friends. And what customers do is, even though they get past those years of raising kids, they realize the Suburban has become such an integral part of their life that they continue to repurchase them over and over and again. And it really isn't until well past empty nester years, really to the point where they're deep into retirement, where they give up the boats and the cottages and the long distance travel before they finally go, you know what, I'm now ready to move on to something smaller. But they realize this vehicle supports their lifestyle to a degree that nothing else can necessarily match those needs.
And despite its large size, you guys have just made such wonderful strides in the area of fuel economy. This is a vehicle that, in my opinion, gets really decent fuel economy considering its cargo hauling capability, its people hauling capability.
That is exactly true. We've got an all-new engine. It's all aluminum. It's spark injection or spark ignition, direct injection, variable valve timing, active fuel management. We've got higher compression ratios, which gives us more power, and at the same time, we get better fuel economy because we stay in those extended four-cylinder operating modes longer, which we picked up 2 miles per gallon on the highway and a mile per gallon in the city in every case. So we're very excited that we haven't compromised power to get the efficiency gains that we can give our customers.
That's great. And for those of our listeners who may not understand that technology, it happens so seamlessly, the average driver doesn't even know that it's occurring, that the vehicle goes from V8 to V4 power. It's truly remarkable the way that is executed.
Yeah, and it is so seamless. And we actually put a light in the DIC that allows customers to watch which mode is operating in so that they can see the benefit of the fuel economy gains as they're driving down the highway. And when it flips between 4 and 8 cylinder, you can't tell it if you didn't see the indicator.
For those buyers who need extra space and extra hauling capability, how about an extended wheelbase version? Is that available for 2015?
Well, and that's what the Suburban is. Suburban is 16-inch longer wheelbase than the Tahoe and 20 inches overall length differential, and you pick up about 30 cubic feet of volume in cargo space. So the Suburban is the long one. The Tahoe, shorter, been around for 20 years now.
Yep.
Since mid-1995, we introduced the four-door Tahoe, or we had a two-door Tahoe, and then introduced a four-door Tahoe 1 year later in 1996. So it is the best-selling full-size utility in the entire industry. So we're doing something right to get those customers between the long and the short. And people told us that because I'm a Tahoe customer doesn't mean I'm necessarily a Suburban customer or vice versa. So I think we've got that one unique advantage by offering two brands with two different wheelbase, two different cargo lengths, two different cargo capabilities to best meet those customer demands.
Let's talk a little bit about the 2015 models as far as the introduction of new technology and some of the cool stuff that's available or standard equipment. Electronics have become so much a part of the automotive experience here in 2014, 2015, and I know you guys have significantly upped the ante as far as some of the available electronic goodies on both the Tahoe as well as the Suburban.
Well, the one thing I like to point out is that the people carry devices with them that require charging. I personally, right here at the show, I'm carrying two devices and I'm finding power outlets, you know, on a regular basis. In the Tahoe and Suburban, we have 12 power outlets. So with 12 power outlets, we're able to give nearly every person in the car two opportunities to charge their devices, because the last thing you want, and I'm a parent of three kids, is for somebody's device to run out of electricity and say, I can't entertain myself anymore on a long trip. So we're offering, you know, the ability to charge all those devices. We can also integrate those devices into the radio, radio. So any one of them can become the source of music, either through Bluetooth streaming or through a USB connection. So the up integration of the radio, the entertainment systems, has just become really, I think, world class. And it's, really, as a parent, I think it's the best thing that ever happened.
Is the 2015 Tahoe and Suburban in dealerships now, or is it coming around the bend?
No, we started production. It's a 2015 model year. We started production in January for the Tahoe and February for the Suburban. We are already selling. We probably sold close to 6,000 new Tahoes already, and we're about 2,000 Suburban deliveries with the 2015 model year. So they are already in the marketplace, and the feedback we're getting is that people are just very excited. Some of them said they waited for quite a while for this new version because we ran the last one a little bit longer than we normally would have with all the things that General Motors went through. But the vehicle is definitely worth waiting for. They're very excited that they were able to be one of the first owners of these new generation Tahoes and Suburbans.
That's great. Let's touch on the Chevrolet Avalanche. I've heard rumors that it may be in its last year of production. Is that true?
Well, unfortunately, we stopped production just over a year ago. 2013 was the last year. We designated all of them a Black Diamond Edition, and we sold about 26,000 units. We have a grand total of 13 left in dealer inventories across the entire country. So that 12-year production run has ended. We basically helped create that light-duty crew cab segment with the Avalanche, and now the Silverado and the Sierra has taken its place as the, you know, the volume player that is in that segment for General Motors.
Let's touch on the Traverse for 2014. Any big news there to report?
Well, we refreshed the Traverse for the 2013 model year, kind of a late introduction. We're into the full, just into the second year of that remake, and our sales were up 16% last year. So everything we did to the vehicle, really a lot of refinement on the inside of the vehicle. Also refreshed both the front and rear with some styling upgrades, also with wheels. So the vehicles look different than the original one that was introduced back in 2009. It's a great family vehicle. It's a good alternative to a minivan that a lot of people just don't want to find themselves driving a minivan, where the Traverse fits that same need quite well without the stigma of a minivan in your driveway.
We look forward to getting you back with us here on the radio in the not-too-distant future.
Thank you, Bob.
We'll take a pit stop from New York. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that it's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Our New York International Auto Show coverage rolls on with Jim Verpalat, who is the marketing director for Cadillac globally. It's my pleasure to welcome him to the airwaves of Auto World. Hey there, Jim. How you doing?
I am doing great. Loving the New York Auto Show as always.
This is a very interesting auto show. We're fortunate as folks in this industry to have the big four here in North America, kicking off with Los Angeles and then, of course, the big North American show in Detroit, Chicago, and then it wraps up here in New York. But the New York show has got a very interesting flavor all its own.
It really does. I mean, when you look at, you know, a lot of the foreign manufacturers, especially for us, as a competition base, you know, their U.S. operations are based here. So BMW, Mercedes, Jaguar, Land Rover, and Audi just down the road in D.C. So, you know, though it's New York, it has more of a cosmopolitan vibe, I think, sometimes than even the Detroit show or even L.A., which, you know, that's kind of the import home for the Japanese side of things.
Yep.
This is really more the German. So it has a different vibe, but it's also that last major show of the year. So if you haven't introduced something or there's new news, you want to get it in New York because we kind of go quiet on the auto show front until next year, well, later this year in L.A. So New York's always been a great show, great vibe, a lot of energy, a lot of media.
Let's talk about some of the big stories and big vehicles that are from the Cadillac portfolio, new for 2015, 2014. Well, let's begin by talking about the ELR, the Range Extender electric vehicle. What a striking design. I saw a print advertisement for the ELR in the latest rendition of Auto Week, and it really showcased the striking design of this vehicle.
You know, the thing about the DELR when our designers penned it is they wanted it first and foremost to be a beautiful personal luxury coupe. They said, you know, that's what it has to deliver first. And then secondly, you know, is the drivetrain, is the electric drivetrain with the range extender. And they've delivered on that. That vehicle, you know, we had the Converge concept, and they stayed so true to that concept that it really is, you know, it's what luxury customers expect. They don't want to make a compromise. They don't want to, you know, if they want to drive an electric vehicle or a vehicle in that class, they don't want it to look any different than they would what they'd normally drive. So the ELR blends those two. We like to say it's kind of the ultimate in art and science. And it really is kind of an exclusive. It's a vehicle that our competitors really haven't offered yet. And we're excited about it. We've got about 3 months of sales under our belt, slowly getting momentum behind it. This isn't a type of vehicle that just shoots to the top of the sales chart. It takes time to build. A lot of the people and customers that look at these vehicles take their time. They really want to know what they're purchasing, getting behind it. But so far, we've been pretty happy with the response.
That's great. And I'm a big fan of the range extender technology. You can buy other high-end electric vehicles out there that are just that, simply electric. Once you're out of battery power, you are out of battery power. The great thing about the range extender is that if you need to get out in an emergency situation, if you need to drive coast to coast, you can do so without any changes or modifications to the vehicle.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. And I'm driving an ELR right now as my company car. And I got to tell you, I've driven it this winter, you know, the worst winter we've had on record in the Detroit area in terms of snow. Cold. Everybody in the Midwest has felt that. And I've driven that vehicle four different times back and forth to Chicago, my hometown. And the beauty of it is it really is a normal car. It can be your everyday car. You don't have to worry about how much electric range. If I don't have a chance to plug it in, what do I do? Because the range extender kicks in and you're on full power and you don't have to worry about it. And that is the beauty of it. And then when you blend it all with that design and then, you know, you get in the interior of it, it's stunning. The materials, the craftsmanship, the detail of the car has been, you know, the designers did themselves proud on that vehicle. So I've enjoyed it. And I know your listeners might think, well, he's a little biased, but you know what? You drive a lot of cars, and that's the best thing about this vehicle is it's just like an everyday driver. You don't even notice it's electric to gas. It doesn't matter.
Let's talk about another very important introduction. Recently, you guys took the wraps off the 2015 Cadillac Escalade, which has been significantly updated. And yes. I know there are lots of folks out there listening to us right now who are Escalade people. They love the Escalade, and you guys have taken that model to higher ground.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. We just got talking about ELR, and now we're going to talk about Escalade. Two completely opposite ends of the spectrum. But, you know, today in luxury, you have to offer that variety. And, you know, what we're excited about Escalade, I think, you know, most people know Escalade is an icon. It's established itself in the marketplace as kind of really the quintessential large luxury SUV. And with the 2015, it's our fourth generation Escalade, we have just simply raised the bar in every area. The thing that's nice about it is, despite the fact it's completely redesigned inside and out, instantly recognizable as an Escalade. Nobody's going to confuse the vehicle driving down the road as not being an Escalade. And then the attention to detail on the inside, the improvement in the materials, the beautiful use of woods, all the whole interior is hand-stitched and sewn together. So if you see a stitch, that's a real stitch. That's all leather interior. And it just risen, I think, the execution and elevation of the brand.
Tell us about some of the special features on the electronic side of the fence that are part of the 2015 Escalade.
You know, there's a couple things that I get really excited about with the vehicle. It has an unbelievable Bose sound system. Just amazing. 16 speakers. I mean, you can turn the thing all the way up and you get no bass distortion. So
wow.
Speaker system's amazing, or the stereo system. We've got a great feature in the rear. we have, you know, power folding, flush seating in the third row. But we added a nice feature in that you can also control the second row from the rear. So, you know,
that's cool.
Those trips to Home Depot when you've got a lot of stuff and you need to put more down than just the third row, you got to put that second row down. The buttons are right there, very easy for you to push down. Nice feature, hands-free liftgate. You know, just put your foot underneath the bumper, liftgate will work. And then we've equipped it with all the latest, I call it safety, both active and passive safety features in the vehicle. So it literally has taken center stage from a technology standpoint.
Let's talk a little bit about the ultimate Escalade size-wise for those people who like and need a lot of room to carry either folks around or a lot of material. I understand you've continued the extended wheelbase model as well.
Yeah, the Escalade ESV, which, you know, that's the ultimate in people and cargo carrying capability. And that's roughly about a 35-40% of the mix of all the Escalades that tend to be the extended wheelbase. And, you know, the vehicles themselves, I mean, they're meant to be used, right? They're utility vehicles. They're meant to be used. I think in the heyday of large utilities, maybe 8-10 years ago, there were a lot of people that bought utilities that maybe really didn't need them.
Yeah.
And as, you know, segments adjust and things happen and other cool segments come on, really what's left now in that full-size utility, luxury utility segment are people who really need it. You know, they're going on vacations. They're taking multiple kids. They're towing boats. They're using it for the utility of the segment. And, you know, now we've just seen that rise up of that extended wheelbase. And, you know, something that we're really excited about.
That's great. I love coupes personally, and Cadillac has a number to offer, including the wonderful CTS coupe, and as we were talking about the ELR, but around the bend, a third one is going to be added to the mix, and this one is going to be really cool. It's the ATS coupe. What can you tell us about it, Jim?
Well, you know, the ATS has been was a very important vehicle when we introduced it about 14 months ago, the sedan version, and, you know, the vehicle and that architecture was designed to take on the world's best and win, and it's doing that. I mean, it goes up against the likes of the 3 Series and the A4 and the C-Class, and it does it with a rear-wheel drive, lightweight architecture. So, you know, we know that segment, that compact luxury segment, is important. It's the largest segment in luxury, and the coupes are a big part of it. So we knew we wanted to add a coupe to the lineup, and this vehicle delivers. It's a little bit wider in the rear than its sedan counterpart, 2 inches, a little bit lower roofline, a little bit more aggressive windshield, and about an inch wider track in the front. One, because we wanted to give it a little more aggressive stance, but we also wanted to deliver on handling dynamics. And the thing that really helps us with the ATS is the lightweightness. Is on the sedan side, it's the lightest vehicle in its class, and on the coupe side, it'll be lighter than an A5 against the 4. And the new C-Class coupe, we expect it to be lighter than that. So chassis dynamics are at a premium. You know, everybody, come on, Dave. If you get a chance, come to New York Auto Show. You'll love this show. It's great, easy to get around, and just a lot of great stuff. Get excited about cars.
I'm with you 100%. Thanks again, Jim.
Thank you.
From New York, I'm Bob Long.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete tear-down and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.